and welcome to episode 177 of Art Juice. This is honest, generous and humorous conversations to feed your creative soul and get you thinking with me, Louise Fletcher.
And me, Alice Sheridan. And we can say that today because we've already made each other laugh.
So welcome back, everyone. You haven't gone anywhere. We did. So welcome back us to the airwaves. So we had a summer break. We're going to have a chat about that. We're going to talk a little bit about future plans. So let's just crack on. What have you been up to this week, Alice?
So this week I've had a studio sale in my studio and online. And it was really interesting because we had a very relaxing summer. We had gorgeous weather on the whole in the UK. Did more things. I was teaching my daughter to drive a car. That's fun. Actually, this morning she drove herself to school through London rush hour, bikes, scooters, lorries. Honestly, I kind of forgot she was a learner driver. We've done so much. She's just like, yeah, I'm just driving around everywhere all the time. So we've been doing a lot of that this summer. That was great. But in my studio, I got my son in to help me repaint the walls. And I thought, oh, this looks quite nice. I'm going to get out some older paintings, hang them up. They look quite good. Maybe people would like these. And then I kind of looked at the diary and I thought, well, let's have an open in the studio and see who comes along. And I had all those kind of nobody's going to come because it's in some daggy industrial part of North Acton. And I thought, well, it's one weekend. Tis what it is. And so that was the last weekend. And when I had all those nerves about it, I was just like, just remind you, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? What are the reasons for doing it? And a lot of the reason for me was I've been in that space and I just got it set up with the walls and desks and everything. And then it went unheated into the winter. And then I just started thinking, maybe I'll do something in here. And we went into lockdown and it became a little bit of a refuge space. But also quite insular, quite introspective, just my stuff. And I actually thought, I just sort of want other people's energy in it. And it was really nice that and Saturday in particular was quite busy. People came along with intent. So I had much lower footfall than I normally have at the open studio event as part of the event that happens around here. But people came and it was lovely. And then I've done a second part that's been online, which by the time this goes out, will have finished. And some of those paintings, if they don't sell, that's it. They're gone.
Sending them back.
They're going to go. It's an energy clear out. I've been having a lot of energy focus, clear out, food, health, all of that this summer. That's what my summer's been. And I feel better for it, particularly over the last couple of weeks. So yeah really interesting. So yeah, going back a bit, but how's your summer been and the last week?
Yeah, we've had beautiful weather, haven't we? It's been amazing weather. And I'm really lucky that this house it's in a shady spot, actually. It doesn't get that much direct sun. So even when it was that unbearable week, when it was really hot and everyone was complaining, my house stayed quite cool and I was really enjoying it. And I have shady spots to sit in and I just lazed in the garden, not like me, read a book, lying on my swing seat in the garden. Oh, it was very nice. So I'm not actually really looking forward to winter this year. Normally I do, but I got better at relaxing this summer. So that was that. And then work-wise, it's been quite interesting because I've taken a bit of a turn. I needed a break from what I was doing. I needed a complete stop after the last series. And so I started playing with portraits and it very quickly has moved into self-portraits. But what's really fun about it is I want to make self-portraits that express my moods, not what I look like. Like not just the outside. So I did one day where it was a really grim day and I was not feeling good. Bad things were happening. I didn't feel good. I made this self-portrait. I loved it. It was so ugly. And I put it on Facebook and Instagram. And it was just fun to see because people are like, oh, no, no, that's not you. Oh, no, we don't see you that way. And then I did one that was a bit more upbeat. And the comments on that were, now this is you. This is more you. And I find it so fascinating that people think they know me but more than I know me. So like, no, actually, they're both me. And I do know that's the other side of me. So that was interesting. And it feels a bit like I threw a little, it's only a tiny little pool, but I threw a bomb into a little pool and it kind of went off and all these people were like, oh, that's not what we were thinking of. But I'm all right with that. I'm really enjoying the process of battling with getting a likeness, but not making it just into a nice pretty picture. Like trying to get a likeness and something more, which I don't feel I'm anywhere near what I want to do. But I do want to keep going, and I can feel little ideas come in that I don't want to talk about because then they'll dissipate into the ether and never happen. But yeah, it's been really good. I'm enjoying doing something. It's a return to years ago.
Yeah.
Someone asked me the other day on Instagram, oh, I can't believe you could just learn to do portraits so quickly. You can do anything. I was like, no. I've been drawing my whole life, so this is not learning something new. Don't be fooled. This is just going backwards, really. But with all the things I've learned in the interim,
yeah,
so it's nice to approaching implement those.
It, approaching it with maybe a little bit more kind of, as you say, fluidity and sense of interpretation. Yeah. It's, I always find it really funny with self-portraits. Whenever I do them, you always look super grumpy.
Yeah,
like
I want just, grumpy. I don't just want smiley. That's
but
boring.
Also, you can't do a self-portrait like smiling because it would just look weird. Because, well, unless you're copying from a photo, but you don't. Can you imagine sitting and smiling? It would be some kind of gurning grimace. So you always get that slightly kind of drop jawed, serious, grumpy, concentrating face in a self-portrait. Always.
You know,
and it's, I think what would be funny now, I don't know if you're feeling this, is I think the last time I did a batch of self-portraits when I was about 40. And before then, the last time I'd done them was when I was about 18, 19. And it's really interesting to, I mean, you see your face in the mirror every day, but you don't sit and study it. And it was really interesting to be really aware of like, what had changed,
and
trying to capture that sort of sense of, I think that's what really good portraits do, isn't it, is that they capture a sense of feeling and emotion in it. It's, as you say, it's not just what you look like, but a lot of that it's held in our faces.
It's
gonna be fun. Are you looking at people like Francis Bacon and that's more body
all sorts, all sorts of portrait artists now, because it's very new to me in the sense of painting portraits. I've always drawn people's faces, and but it's very new in terms of painting. And I don't know what I want to achieve, because we never do, but I kind of have, I've got the idea of the feeling I want them to have, and I know they're miles away from that. But that's what I love about, I love it when we're at the beginning and we can think, right, I've got something to tackle and learn and get better at, rather than the bit I was at, which felt a bit like, oh, I could do another one of these now. And I'm sure I'll go back to abstraction as well. I don't think this is like a permanent shift. Who knows? But I'm just enjoying myself. So
yeah,
we'll keep going.
It's good, isn't it? Because it just teaches you to hold the patience again.
Yeah.
Things we learn from making art and doing stuff.
So I was going to say onto our main topic, but do we have a main topic?
Well, we don't really have a main topic, but we did say we would be back at the beginning of September. And this is obviously not the beginning of September. We're a little bit into September. And we did record one. We were talking about the future of the podcast and what we both wanted from it. And basically, we decided that we needed to extend the break. And at that point, we didn't really make a decision, but we felt that we needed to extend the break. what was a new version of the podcast going to look like? Did we want to keep it going? How long should it be? What do we want to include? We've been doing this now for 3.5 years. We had a bit of a break last summer, and we usually take 1 or 2 weeks off at Christmas. But without, you know, apart from that, this has been a fixture in both of our diaries for 3.5 years. And I think anything that's been going that long occasionally needs to be reviewed, to be rejuvenated. We both need to check in with how we're on track with it. And being completely honest, we decided last time we got together and talked about it that we thought that the podcast had probably, how did we say? What we said was
run its course.
Run its course. But we also said never say never at the end of that conversation. And we agreed that it wouldn't be right for either of us to carry on our own. Art Juice is something that we have created together collaboratively, and that's the way it will always be, and that we might kind of come back and do some pop-up ones. So we came on today to do like the last Art Juice podcast. Then I said to Louise, how are you feeling about it now? And she said, well, yeah, some things. And then I said, how are you feeling? And I was like, yeah, no, I think it's good. I've been feeling, you know, spacious without it.
Yeah, it does leave a lot of space. And it might seem like, how can that be when it's just chatting for an hour? But you know how it is. If you've got an appointment to chat for an hour, it's not actually an hour. It's half an hour getting ready. It's a few minutes chatting before you start. It's a few minutes after you're done. Then it's editing. If we do that ourselves, sometimes we have help with that, but then it's uploading, promoting. It's takes more time in our week than just an hour of chatting.
It's an insert into our week on at least 4 days.
Yeah.
Throughout the week. And, you know, a commitment for the time that we record it, because we both have different schedules. And if we have a regular time, then that's easier for us to get together. But that also means that the day's tied up. It's another kind of day or a morning that's tied up. So, you know, and actually those logistical things we haven't spoken about. But I said that without it, I kind of, well, what did you say? You said, have you missed it?
Yeah.
I remember what your question was.
Yes, I said, have you missed it? You see, the problem is, people, we had this conversation. We had part of this conversation before we started. And then we went, stop. Let's have this conversation on the podcast. So I actually asked you, because I said, well, if we're trying to decide if we're going to keep going, have you missed it? Or have you just felt, phew, what a relief? Because sometimes that's how we feel when something ends. And so that was the question that I asked you. Have you missed it at all?
Yeah. So we're gonna figure it out now with you, really.
Yeah. So
my answer to have I missed it was initially no. I felt relief. I felt spacious. I felt this is I feel very proud. I feel very proud of what we've created and shared on the podcast, and the way that we have managed to show up for each other. And for, you know, all of you guys listening, and we know what it means to you. And, you know, we've been seeing like so many posts recently, like, when is it coming back? And messages from people like, when are you starting again? And, you know, for a couple of weeks, I've been feeling a bit like, I been feeling guilty? No, because we decided we can't feel guilty about doing it that way. But I know it's disappointing. There are podcasts that I followed a long time, and when they stopped, you know, it was a gap. It felt like, you know, I got over it, but yeah, it was a regular part of my week. So I did feel super spacious, but I also noticed, and that there might be opportunities for other things, and all of those kind of things were exciting. And then I started to have little ideas of how I could do things differently, little short ones maybe, or I still want to have conversations with people. I still want to have conversations, you know, about art. And this is a great platform to do it on. You know, should I go off and start again? That would be interesting, wouldn't it? You know, starting again all over.
Yeah, which I thought of too, because I had an idea for something which really is completely different, which is related to the things I teach. And which could go on YouTube as well as in a podcast. So I started to think, oh, yeah, you know, I felt the same, like, relief. And then, okay, now there's room for me to think about this other thing and time for me to do this other thing, which I haven't had time to do. And I could do it on YouTube, and then I could, and it would only be short, and I could record it on my own, or I could have other people if I felt like it. And part of, I think, so that is still an exciting thing, and I still might do that quite aside from this, but it's not the same. A friend of mine said, oh, but wouldn't that be like Ernie without Bert?
Who's who?
I don't know, but
come on, we have to think of a better pair than Ernie.
But his point was, it won't work. Like, it won't work without two people. And I said, no, I couldn't carry on Art Juice, but this other thing would, because it's totally different. This other thing is, you know, a different idea. But I kept thinking, although I felt some relief at the lack of the weekly obligation, I also felt like, oh, this is daft. Like, this is daft. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And I went back and forth between, no, I'm relieved it's over, to, this is daft, it's a really good thing. And is there a way to make it work in a way where at least that we try, but only if we both felt like it, but at least if we tried a different approach and see if we can make it feel better for ourselves. And so then we got on this morning ready to record our last episode and started talking about ways we could do it better.
Which is, I think what's so interesting about this is that's actually what we were discussing at the end of the last one that we recorded that didn't go out, was ways that we could maybe do it differently that would make it easier for ourselves. You know, there were various ideas. You know, I still want to have conversations with people, but I think maybe then it was just a little bit spiky, and maybe it was just too soon to have that conversation. And it felt like it wasn't going to resolve in a way that we both felt happy with. And the one thing that we absolutely always agreed on, it's got to work for both of us. It's absolutely got to work for both of us. And today is almost been the complete opposite. We've got on to record the final episode and we're like, well, do you know what? We could just do it when we feel like it. We could just say, do you want to do a podcast this week? Yeah. No.
Yeah. And
why
then we can
we
see what that ends up
rules?
Being.
Yeah.
I think one of the things we ran into, which is quite interesting, I thought about this a lot after, when we were talking about different ways to do it, one of the things we ran into is the introvert-extrovert issue, which is, for me, if I go to a gathering of people, I will hone in on the person I know and stay with them. Like, I won't meet new people. I'll just stay with who I know because I'm very introverted. Not shy, but introverted. But clearly not shy. But with Alice, you will love to meet new people, have new things coming in, energizes you. And so when we started talking about having guests, for me, it's like, oh, it's easy to just rock up and talk to you with my hair all messy and maybe I'm in my pajamas and it doesn't matter. But if I have to talk to a new person, that's a whole psyching up experience for me. Whereas for you, that's bringing new energy in. And so I felt like, okay, I don't mind Alice having guests, but then I'll feel obliged to be equal, like I'll feel obliged to carry my weight, which means I'll feel obliged to do that. And again, this is limiting beliefs. Today, I just thought as we were talking, actually, there's another way I could do that, which would feel okay for me.
Mm.
And so problem, like all that big weight on my shoulders, if I just look at it from another angle, it's actually fine. And also, if I let go of the idea that if you want to do something, I have to want to do something of equal measure, maybe that doesn't have to be the case.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe if you want to have a chat with someone and put it on the podcast, I don't have to feel like, oh, crap, better go find somebody to have a chat with. So there's all these things I put on it, or we put on it, which don't have to be there.
also going to get a bit weird here now, because I was thinking about it last time too, and I mentioned this, I think, to you afterwards. I can't remember when. You know, we've both done our human design chart, and whether you believe in this stuff or not, I don't really care. But it's quite interesting in a way to help you understand certain things. And I think you have what's called a defined throat, don't you?
Yes. Yes, because all I'm manifestor, so all manifestors have a defined throat.
Whereas I have an open throat, which is a little bit more, it's not as consistent. So for me, sometimes the turning up on Thursday mornings, I know I work best when I'm like, oh, let's do this thing. Boom, do it. Mm. Whereas sometimes when it's like, okay, Thursday morning. Okay, Thursday morning for 3.5 years. Like, oh, really? Again?
Yeah.
Again? We're going to have a conversation again about this? Really? You know, yeah. There isn't space for me to bring, I guess, sometimes what I feel things that I do naturally. And I didn't know that. We didn't know that. And there have been very good reasons why having it consistent, regular, has been good, both for us. I have never stuck to anything as consistently as this in my entire life. Seriously. So, you know, when I say I'm proud of the podcast and what we've created and that back history that will always be there, I'm also proud that we flipping turned up all of that time, because it kind of goes against my nature. But maybe there's a little bit of that that's coming out, that's just going, okay, hey, how are we going to shift this? How are we going to make this feel like new and fresh and lively and different? Because kind of that's what I feel like I need. So
it was interesting, actually, because the manifestor in human design, the characteristics of that, which when I learned about human design, honestly, if you don't believe in it, go look at it, because when I learned it, it made sense of so many things in my life, and so many times I pissed people off. But the manifestor thing is to have new ideas and go execute them really quickly, sometimes too quickly without thinking it through, but just to keep doing things and keep making new things. And I've been consistently turning up for this for 3.5 years. And yet, when I thought, oh, I could do something new, I could do a short thing on my own, you should have seen the burst of energy. Mm. I had a logo, music, the whole thing in an evening, and suddenly I had all this extra energy, which I haven't had.
Yeah.
And it reminded me that, oh yeah, the energy, I haven't minded at all showing up. I think a lifetime of corporate jobs means I'm used to just turning up when I'm supposed to. I noticed, oh yeah, look at the difference between that energy and this energy of, oh, it's time for the podcast, you know, make sure I'm here on time. So yeah, really interesting to see. And I think it goes back to, we often forget to check in with ourselves. Certainly I do, because I'm very focused on just tasks, yeah. Right? Do that.
Yeah.
Not thinking, is this really jazzing me up, or is it just something that we do?
Yeah.
Having said that, there is space in business life for something that you just do because you have to. Like, you run Connected Artists. You wouldn't dream of going, you know what, I don't feel like doing anything for the members for the next 2 months. I feel like sitting on a hammock in the garden. Yeah. So they can just go. You wouldn't do that because it's your job.
Yeah.
But we made this feel a bit too much, maybe like a job, over the last year. Maybe it started to feel like that.
I think it comes, and this is where it comes back to the, because some people will be listening going, what's the point of all of this? You're not talking about art. And no, sometimes we don't. And yes, it's in the title, but you know, we always say that the thing about making it is also what it teaches you about life and how you manage things and do things. And there is a sense in this about it, it's the expectations of it. But it's also how, you know, you don't know at the start what it's going to be like. You have to stop and check and reflect in and make sure that it's still on track for you.
Yeah.
And very easily, when you're at the beginning stage of making art, you kind of think, okay, well, I've got to do it this way. like, this is the way I've seen it done. So for us, like, we had some rules at the beginning. So my rule at the beginning, we both agreed it wasn't my rule, but, you know, we both agreed we needed to have it edited. Like, we were unsure. We needed to have it edited. We needed the number of ums and ahs we took out at the beginning, every little sound and breath and everything. And also, we didn't know how it was going to sound, but so that having that editing process gave us a little bit of security to it. You know, having the rhythm of doing it regularly meant that we were committed and consistent to it. And that happens in art making too. I think we have things about the way things should be done, and that gets you off the ground and going. And then there's a point to go, all right, but actually, which of these things now are still relevant and true?
Yeah.
Which do I now have the confidence that I can change? And actually, that's quite an exciting thing, isn't it?
And if in art making you push past that and keep going without checking in, you burn out and stop making anything creative. And that is what we... So if anybody's listening thinking, oh, no, I don't want you to stop coming out every Tuesday and I don't want it to be different with other people, you've got to remember that if we did say, okay, we'll just stick to this, every Thursday we'll record at 10 a.m., then very quickly it probably would end.
Like, yeah.
Because we would burn out on it. And it's that revisiting it and saying, is there another way? And maybe there isn't. Maybe it won't work. Maybe over time we'll say, no, you know what, that was it. Or maybe it'll take on a whole new lease of life and become better or just as good in a different way.
So where have we got to? What are we thinking might change now? Because I've had an idea just while we're talking.
Oh, go on.
You want me my idea first?
Yeah.
Okay. So there were some things that we were talking about before, one of which was the timing of it. So we kind of thought maybe it would be a little bit more ad hoc. So it wouldn't necessarily come out every Tuesday. Sometimes it might skip a week. So if you're listening, make sure you subscribe, because if you subscribe, it will pop up when we have one. But we're probably, don't know what the right word is yet, not committing to do it every week at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a little bit more variable. So you're not going to know what you're going to get. It's going to be like opening a surprise package each week or whenever it comes up.
Sometimes the package will be empty and sometimes it won't.
So sometimes you might get both of us together. Sometimes you might get a shorter one. Sometimes you might get Louise with someone. Sometimes you might get me and a guest. It's going to be a little bit more varied, perhaps. That's as far as we got in terms of this morning, what we could envisage and what felt good for both of us. The idea that I've had in between is, we also talked about it being less edited. So you're not going to get outtakes in the outtakes anymore. You're going to get outtakes in the middle when it goes wrong. Because that's one of the things, doing the edit, listening to the edit, da, da, da. Whereas if we could just do it a little bit more seamlessly, that would make it flow a little bit better. But the idea that I've had while we've been talking is, why does it have to be Tuesday?
Yeah, it doesn't.
Why does, I mean... Isn't it?
But Alice, you should see Alice's excited face. She's like, oh, it could be any day.
But it could literally, we could just go, yeah, we'll just record one. What we have to work out is, can we record direct into the platform we use with two of us? I think we still have to record this way and upload it, don't we?
I think we probably do with two people in different location. I think this is one of the ways to do it.
We'll figure that out. But yeah, it's going to be a little... It is going to be a bit different.
If, and then we'll see. If we just recorded it like this, then uploaded it, all we've got to do is wait for the video to process, then take the audio from it, upload the audio. So, yeah, and we'll get better at doing it so that we're used to stopping and thinking about what we're going to say. And just making sure we're saying what we mean to say. The only downside of this is we are going to say something on occasion that somebody's going to be upset about. Because occasionally, when you do something like this, you talk off the top of your head and then you think, actually, I wish I hadn't said that. I want to rephrase that, because that doesn't, especially me, this is me, I do this all the time. So that could be a bit of an issue. We'll get better at that.
On that note, before we maybe come to the end of today, I've got a couple of things that I want to share with you, because on that front, I think what we have done is we've probably both got a little bit thicker skinned about worrying less about what other people think. And I just want to share with you a comment that I had on a painting that I shared on Facebook the other day. And somebody took the time, I'm not going to say who, because that's not fair, really. But the comment is still on my Facebook page, because I didn't delete it, I left it. And it was on an image that was one of those loose sketches that I'd done on really beautiful heavy duty watercolor paper in Dartmoor a couple of summers ago. Quite loose. They were a nice little group of work. So this person said, "How you have the nerve to call this bit of scrap paper art is totally beyond my understanding. It is blobs of paint scraped over, no meaning to it at all. No thought or imagination has been used to create this. It must have took you about 5 minutes to do." to which my response is, well, okay, it might not have taken a lot longer. Actually, if I can do that within 5 minutes, I'll be a very, very happy person. So, yeah, I went off and I found a lovely Matisse quote. And I said, yeah, this is why journeys are useful. They enlarge the space that is around us. That's the end of the quote. And I think that's what we're always looking for, isn't it? You know, looking for where we can expand and do things differently. And then I said, thankfully, we each get to choose our own path and expand along the way. Best wishes. And then somebody else then commented and said, seems to me you have a very narrow view of what art should be. Perhaps if you didn't spend your time copying other artists' work, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so, but the point is that that would have totally derailed me. And actually, I think they left that comment the day that I had my open studio open, and I didn't see it until 3 days later. And even, and I just, when I saw it, I was just like, oop, he doesn't like it then.
Yeah.
But even now I'm wondering, had I seen that comment on the morning of my open studio, would it have unsettled me a little bit?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I always get a little, I got someone on YouTube the other day, always a man, always a man. I got a man.
It's true. It's true.
He wrote, it was one of my videos where I was talking. I think it was a promotional video. So I was talking and he just put something like, I'm paraphrasing now, but this was the general gist. Pontificate, blah, blah. You know, supercilious person who thinks they know better than everyone else, delete. I was just like, okay, why bother? But the thing that where I've got my thicker skin from, and I'm sure you too, is unlearning and understanding that it's always in the other person. It's in that person who left that nasty comment is unhappy or jealous or something. Otherwise, why bother? If you're a happy, successful, contented artist, you look at someone else's artwork that maybe you don't like and you just walk on by. You just leave them to do their thing. It wouldn't occur to either of us to leave a nasty comment on anyone's artwork, because why would we? We don't need to put them down. We're secure in what we're doing. So somehow, and I've learned this as well with people I work with, like in my membership, if they come at you with some, if you get a new member and then they're not happy and they come at you with anger, there's something that's not about you. And I used to get very, oh, someone's angry with me. And now I can think, no, someone's angry with something about themselves or their own life or something. And often if you respond kindly, people will apologize and say, I'm really sorry, I'm having a bad day, or this just happened. I don't think it necessarily always excuses their behavior, but I think they do tend to go, actually, I'm sorry. So yeah, I'm practicing now being, like you were in that comment, kind.
I think it is always interesting as a point of reflection, and partly because we all know what it's like. If somebody says something and it stings a bit, it's probably because there's a little bit of truth in it. Like what did he say? This didn't take you very long. No. Don't see that as a criticism. You know,
this is
just paint on paper. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't feel personal. If I was feeling sensitive about that work, then it would have hit harder. And then that's on me. It doesn't really, at that point, I don't really care if he's having a bad day or not. But if I'm feeling sensitive about my work, that is on me to go back to, why am I making what I'm making? Why does this feel sensitive? Is there actually something in what you're saying that I know I could work harder on, that I skimped on, that I actually fudged myself a bit, because actually maybe you're right, maybe I held back, or whatever the thing is. If you feel it,
yeah,
it's because there's
maybe I have to think, what is this setting off in me? Like, this is setting something off in me, which is sometimes an old thing. So if that man, if his comment triggered me, I really don't think I'm pompous in that video. So it wouldn't be that. But did it trigger some lack of self-confidence in me from a time when I was criticized a long time ago when it really hurt? Did it remind me of my mother saying things?
Oh, now we're going to have to edit because my courier's here to pick up my paintings. Give me a sec. There'll be a long pause. So this will be an easy edit. Yeah, one sec.
I'm talking to myself.
Oh, big boxes done.
Yay.
Where were we?
I'll just finish my thought. So I just think sometimes it can be triggering something in you that actually you no longer believe, but you have to just stop, reflect on it, and then say, yes, I see why that man's comment hurt my feelings, but I don't agree with him, and I'm okay. But I know where it came from that I got upset. So there's two things for me. Sometimes it's, yeah, I know you're right. Sometimes it's, no, you're not right. But actually, that's a throwback to some other time when I didn't believe in myself.
Yeah. Maybe we should rename it, the podcast. Maybe we should call it Art Juice. Or maybe we should.
Art Juice.
No, I was just thinking. This is how my brain works. I was thinking Art Juice, blue, orange drop of juice. And actually, more like a juice when you go to a juice bar and you go, today I'll have green smoothie and ginger, and that term I'll have banana and whatever. We should just have like different color logos as a signifier each week. Are we going to talk about art? Or are we just going
to... I was going to say, now you're making more work for yourself, because now you got to make different color graphics again.
Literally how my brain goes in the space of about 30 seconds. It's quite scary.
The creative mind.
It is, yeah. So art, juice and other things. Right, I have got a little win that I just wanted to share before we wrapped up, which was something that has been on my list for a while. So a while ago, I figured out how to link Facebook and Instagram shop thing. I had been putting off doing that, and somebody said, oh no, it's quite easy to do. So I thought, okay, fine, I'll figure it out. But actually, although it's fairly easy to do, it's a bit arduous because it doesn't take things out when they've actually sold in your shop. So it's fine if you're selling t-shirts, socks, mugs, whatever you're selling on repeat. But for individual items, it's not great. So you do, it's another place to manually check. And I don't like the way it presents them on that Facebook shop thing. So it's been on my list for about 6 months, get rid of it. And a little bit in my brain has been going, oh, but what happens if you want it back one time? Then you've got to set it all up again. You don't remember how you did it. That would be really annoying. Maybe they'll improve it. And if you disconnected it, then that would be a real pain. Anyway, the other day I did it. Do you know how long it took me?
1 minute.
about 45 seconds because you don't even actually have to disconnect it. You just go in on Facebook to your business manager thing and you just turn the visibility slider to off.
Oh,
that's
what
it.
A good feeling that must be though.
Oh my God, I was so excited.
It's another energy clear. It's another clearing out thing.
Yeah.
It's the things that feel like they're dragging you down.
Yeah, totally. So that's my win, just because it was like, and it, they don't always go like that, do they? Sometimes there's things and you know they're going to be a pain and then they are a pain. But...
Or sometimes there's things where you think, oh, this will be 2 minutes, and then, oh no, this is going to take me hours of watching YouTube videos trying to figure it out. That's usually mine.
Yeah, and just for anybody who thinks it's always straightforward, I was up till 2 a.m. doing the studio sale page on my website and working out how to schedule sale prices and then having to stay up till midnight to check that they'd actually clicked in. No, they haven't. Why is that? Is that because the website's set at Pacific time or something weird? Oh, for goodness sake, I'll just go through them all again and do them manually. Doesn't always work. We get there in the end.
So normally we finish the podcast by saying, we'll see you next week, but we're not going to say we'll see you next week. We're going to say we'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Whenever that might be.
Yeah. And we're going to have to try and do it without, without pauses between sections and things. Let's see if we get good at that or not.
Yeah.
Anyway, 'tis what it is. That's what you're getting. If you're still listening, we are very grateful.
Or if you just thrown your hands in the air and said, no, you know what? I've had enough of these two. That's fine. We
That's
understand.
Fine too. So yeah, keep. We hope you had a lovely summer. Very nice if you've missed us. We're not just showing up for you, we're showing up for ourselves as well. But it is going to be different. So let's see what evolves together, shall we?
Just like,
can we leave
painting.
It at that?
Yeah, just like a painting.
We'll see. Lovely. See you next time then.
Take care, everybody. Bye.